Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. Back for another week of Health Talk. This is Donald Snowden. And I just want to thank everybody again for joining in every week, adding your family and friends, and inviting more people to the call. This call has really taken off. The company has really taken off. For the last 20 years, it's been on the upward trajectory of really helping people and changing lives. And it's just a great place to be in the sense of the support system, the information, the education, the knowledge that we all get from being part of Dr. Wallach's family and Dr. Wallach's team and Longevity's family and team. And so we just try to do what we're supposed to do, do what we're called to do, and that is save as many lives as we can. And that is to educate as many people as we can, because the proper education is power. We say knowledge is power, but right knowledge can be powerful infused in the right way. So this is why we do what we do. This is why we're here. And there's no better group to be around, because one, you're going to really hear the truth of how the body works. There's not a lot of sugarcoating that goes on. The medical system has done a great job in making health seem very difficult to manage. And it's a shame that they can even call it health care, because we use the system so much because we're always sick. So we actually have a sick care system and not a health care system. When you come to Longevity, it's a health care system, because we don't reverse any diseases, we don't cure any diseases, we don't do any of that. The basic thing we do is give the body what it needs so it can heal itself. The Creator has endowed us with the ability in our bodies for it to heal itself. It's not like a car. The alternator goes bad, you got to get a new one. The battery goes bad, you got to get a new one. That's the way the medical system treats us, like a car. Your knees go bad. For some reason, you had bad knees because you needed a knee replacement. When in actuality, the Creator made it so this body will stay intact as long as we give it what it needs. You get a new heart if they feel your heart has run out, as opposed to saying, what is it that we can feed the heart? What is the heart missing that it needs to stay healthy? Because you get a new heart and you continue up the same habit, that heart is going to fail as well. So within our system, we just make sure that you have what you need to heal yourself. Your body does an amazing job at that. And that's what makes what we do and why we do it so effective. We have so many testimonies. We're in 26 countries. Now, this is not just a local company in your neighborhood. This is a global company, a 20-year-old publicly traded company that has health claims against the FDA, and that has also, Dr. Wallach has won several awards for his work in medicine as a naturopathic physician as well as a veterinarian. So we have a big mission, and we have big shoes to fill. And it's no better than being on a mission with people that you love and care about and that are connected to the passion of changing the world. And I can't describe that no better than my good friend, who is 78 years young. He's been on this mission. He's been changing lives. He's been saving lives. And he's really just been a stalwart in Longevity, especially at the age that he's at, when most of us at that particular age can't even really get out of bed or sitting in nursing homes and different things. So it's a privilege to see him, to see my dad, and so many other people, Marianne, so many other people within this Longevity family that are extremely healthy and have the vitality that they need. So without further ado, I'm going to go all the way to Annapolis, Maryland, and talk to my friend, Mr. John Bryant. How you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing excellent, Donald. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, man. Excited to be here.
Great, great, great. I'm so happy that we're doing this call. I get fired up every time it's time for it to happen. Because the Creator God has got a great message for us, and the message is He wants us to go out and the truth, not lies, but the truth. And the truth will set us free, will set your body free, set your mind free, and set all those things that have you bound up, even the forgiveness part, to be able to forgive someone and to stop carrying around luggage that serves no purpose other than destroy your temple. So this call, we're having each and every Tuesday. Appreciate each and every one of you who are partaking and gathering this information and pass it on to other people. Pass the number that we have. The number is 347-855-8752. That's 347-855-8752. So that's the number that you call in to get this truth that we're talking about. And as Donald was saying, we are involved in this health care, basically taking our monies from your insurance and giving you all the side effects. When you listen to the TV, they'll tell you that this is good for such and such, and then they'll name about 15 or 20 things that you need to check with your doctor about, and it could cause death. I wouldn't even consider anything like that just to get rid of a pain. So when you have been directed to this call, you're directed on the right path. My name is John Bryan. I'm 78 years old and feeling great, no high blood pressure, not plagued with arthritis anymore or irregular heartbeat or hammer toes and all of those things that would cause you to suffer with pain. And if you have any of you that's on this line are experiencing diseases like blood sugar imbalances, which there are a multitude of things that can happen to you with blood sugar imbalances. All those people that's out there on dialysis and so forth, going to get the poisons extracted from the blood that they're eating. They're missing some important component that is needed to regulate the blood sugar. And out of that, you got fainting spells, you got fatigue. Many of us are tired all the time. Moodiness and infertility, hyperactivity, adrenal failure, diabetes. All of those things are related to blood sugar imbalances, and there are more. And then we have calcium deficiency. And you have to have the right kind of calcium. We go out and just buy calcium from the health food stores or buy calcium from wherever. But calcium comes from different things, ground up stone, sea, oyster shells or the shells of the sea, and different ways of making it. So you want to know that the calcium that you're putting in your system is not calcifying and causing stiffness of the joints and those type things, especially when you're putting in the wrong kind of calcium. So out of that, you got brittle nails, bone fractures, joint pain, kidney stones, restless legs, muscle cramps, nervousness, osteoporosis, and many others. Vertigo is one of them that a lot of people are experiencing now. So all of these are under the calcium deficiency. See now, If you go to your doctor, you're not going to hear anything about this because they're not going to be discussing anything to you about foods and so forth. Matter of fact, many of your doctors are on blood pressure medication and taking medications themselves. So we want to be off of medication. It's like the body will never get well. It will always be plagued with some sort of a disease or something. I call it dis-ease. The body is not at ease, so it's dis-ease. And then we go to someone who helps us to be even more uneasy. And that's those side effects of those medications. So stop dealing with people who don't understand how the human body works. You know, they're fragmented when you go to the doctor. This doctor's expertise is this. He's a specialist in this. This one is the ear, eye, nose, and throat. This one is something else. So they don't have the full picture of how the body is functioning. God has blessed us with one. And that one is Dr. Joel Wallace, head of the Longevity Program that came up dealing with Mother Earth in a farm in Missouri many years ago. Cured himself of disease, a couple of diseases, by eating and watching the animals and what they were consuming. And he started eating some of those pellets that the animals were eating. So this is a man that we have, that God has given him tunnel vision, that he doesn't look anywhere else but the next plane to go and do his 300 and some lectures a year. Free lectures. Lectures that your doctors don't even do. But this man is giving it up free and charge a minimal price for the product that will cure many of the problems that you have. So this is the kind of information that we are providing for you. And on November the 12th, if you'll write this down, on November the 12th, at 3 o'clock, we will be at 2600 Housley Road, Housley, in Annapolis. And the place is called Country Suites, just like country, Country, and S. Capital SUITES, Annapolis, Maryland, 21401. And Pastor Carol, who's a member of Longevity, very successful with it in using the product and found out what those products has done for him. And this man is so fired up. And he's having this meeting of preachers. Donald is coming up from North Carolina. I'll be there. And many of the people that's in our program, and this pastor has invited other pastors to come and grab up this information that we're giving to help their congregation. Because this is a genocide that's happening with us. I mean, they're blocking the sun. If you notice, the sun doesn't have that sort of yellowish look anymore. It's more of a pale or bright light. All of these things, the chemtrails that are happening and the barium metals that are being sent down on us and the bad foods that we're eating, and what they're doing to the cigarettes and putting stuff in the cigarettes to keep you addicted. So all of these things are working against us. And we can't live until we change our thinking and change our intake of the fuel that we put in the body. And we need the fuel to put in the body that will have that body heal itself. Like you're putting an additive in your carburetor, and all of a sudden you step on a gas and it almost threw you out the window. That's the kind of firepower you want for your body, and stuff that will continue to help you live for 120 years, 130 years, or whatever. Because remember, Donald mentioned earlier that we get a new heart. We get a new everything in the body. Why? Because it's made up of cells. And when you put the right thing in your body, then you get good cells. And when you put the wrong things in your body, you destroy the cells. And diseases start happening and discomfort and so forth. And then you start running to the doctor. And they put you through all these tests and recommend tests that cost a lot of money so that they can zap your insurance company. And that's what's happening. It's a game being played with it. So longevity can't heal anything. But Dr. Wallace has the secret sauce, as we call it, that will spark the body to heal itself. And to cause good cells to start to accumulate. So if anyone has any questions or comments or anything that you would, even if you would like for us to come somewhere to your church to do a three-way conversation with you. And what I mean by three-way, if you know somebody and you don't know all this information that we're communicating to you, we can do it. So all you have to do is set up a conference call or call me or Donald or Marianne Cashman or call one of us, and we'll get on the call with that person and let them know what we have to offer for them. And we have many things to offer. We have essential oils that are very great for healing. We have all sorts of body lotions, and we have many products that you can go online on the longevity and just scan through and pick up, and it'll walk you through many of the products and what we have to offer. So I joined the company in 2013 as a result of going to a lecture that Donald Snowden Sr. Asked me to come to. I turned down three times, I didn't go. But the third time, I hit a home run. So I went the third time, and I saw all these people, some of them that I knew and a lot of them I didn't know. And all of them had health issues and so forth. And Dr. Wallace was up there with him. And he said that when I got the opportunity to speak, I told him that I had AFib, which was a regular heartbeat. And they wanted me to be taking Coumadin, which was a blood thinner. And I took one tab of that and passed out in the bath, legs got very rubbery, and I managed to get back into the bedroom, and I fell and hit my back on the radiator. So, didn't go to the doctor the next day, but I waited and I went, and they wanted me to continue to take the Spumula, and I refused to. So when I went to the conference, he said, you don't have a heart problem. They're checking your heart and all. He said, you have a back problem. He said about the disc in the back and so forth. And my posture had started to, I started to lean a little bit forward. So he told me I needed a healthy body, bone, and joint pack. And for any arthritis and a new cartilage in the knees and shoulders and all those areas. So I got the power, invested in the company, bought the package, and I got remarkable results. As soon as that went across my palate and was absorbed by my body, my eyesight improved right away. It was like you had turned on a light bulb in me. And that's where it's been ever since. And I'm sharing it with people, and they're seeing it, and they can't believe the age that I am, because they look at the skin. Skin has no wrinkles at all, firm, and very alert, play music. I played in Baltimore the other night and play all the time. And I'm very active at my own home, do the grass cutting, do all those type things. And it's not that I'm bragging, it's that you, if you have a plague with any problem, that you can be saying, given the same type of testimony. And that's what I wish for all of you, that you will take the initiative to call Donald or myself or whoever got you on this phone call and say, I would like to try those products. So what do you recommend? So I've rattled a lot, but I want to turn this over to a gentleman who I am very inspired about, who I love, and he's a young man. Donald is 37 years old and has dedicated his life to helping others. And this is the way that he's been doing it, through studying a lot of the information that comes through Dr. Wallach and other information that is open to him that works. And Donald's mother had an illness, and she had cancer and so forth, and he was living here in Annapolis, and his mother was getting worse, and she was ready to make her transition and being in such pain and so forth, she asked Donald to please not let this happen to anybody else. Donald, with that information, being a young man, didn't understand what it meant. There's a lot of things that happen in our lives that when it first happens, we don't see the big picture. We might even look at it negatively or whatever. And all of a sudden, the sunlight comes out on what had happened. And the sunlight came out on him because he's gone and done a lot of studying, been to seminars, goes to conferences, drives from North Carolina, Charlotte, all the way up here to Annapolis, D.C., wherever the need for him to go, he will be there to help save the lives of people and to get the truth to them. And I have the utmost respect for him, and that is Mr. Donald Snowden. Donald?
Thank you, John. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it, man. And, you know, it's always good to hear from you and hear your wisdom. And, you know, you don't get 78 years old and have full of vitality just by accident. You have to put in the work. You have to sacrifice. And you have to do the things that make the body, allow the body to heal itself. Because the older you get, the longer it takes. if you have injuries, for the body to heal itself. But it does, and it will. And I just think about, you know, John talking about his atrial fibrillation and high blood pressure, and this was somebody who was a vegetarian, who was eating extremely well, but realized that there were a lot of nutrients he wasn't getting. And when you don't get those nutrients, the body still becomes deficient and becomes starved. And when you have a lack of vitamins and minerals, certain diseases set in because you have a deficiency of something. So as I said earlier, we don't really do anything to cure or to reverse or anything with the body. We just give the body what it needs, and the body will take care of itself. And when he started doing that and realizing there were certain things that he was missing and started adding those things back, the body takes care of itself. I look at my dad at the time, 76 now, will be 77 in December, but a year and a half ago, he fractured his heel, jumping off a table to get a balloon. Got on the table, put a chair on the table, jumped off the chair to grab the balloon, and came down funny. And my dad is a very fit person. He stands on his head. He rides his bike every day. And, you know, he does the things that he needs to do to keep his body in shape. But even at that point, him hurting his foot and fracturing his heel, the doctor told him, hey, you know, we can do surgery and put pins in it, but we can't guarantee you don't have arthritis. I mean, we can't guarantee that you won't get arthritis. And my dad said, well, I don't have arthritis now, so we're not going to take that route. And the doctor was very shocked for somebody to be of his age and not have at least a touch of arthritis somewhere or some kind of joint pain or joint damage, which my dad doesn't have. And he called me and he asked me, what was that stuff you took for your knees? And I said, the bone and joint pack. And he said, okay. And he got off the phone, and evidently he ordered his pack, because at this point in time, I still didn't know he hurt himself. And he finally went to the hospital after sitting home for about 3 or 4 days, and just the pain became unbearable. He's putting his foot up and icing it, just thinking that's all it was. And when he went to the doctor, he realized he fractured his foot, and they put him in a cast. And he pretty much had to be home for 8 straight weeks. And so somebody who gets out and exercises every day and shoots pool and just has a life full of vitality, to be shut down like that can have a more drag on you mentally than anything. And so he had to be home for 8 weeks with his foot propped up, but he was taking his bone and joint pack. And when he went back to the doctors at the end of those 8 weeks, the doctor said, man, that's so much improvement in your foot. He said, I'm not ready for you to be out of a cast yet. So he said, but what I will do is I'll give you a boot for another 4 weeks. And he went into a walking boot so he could get back acclimated to walking, because a lot of the muscles and things in his tendons and Achilles had atrophied just because of non-use. And so he got him back in the walking boot. And at the end of that 12-week period, he went back to the doctor. The doctor took another x-ray, MRI, called him back a couple of days later and said, come back and see me. And when he went back to see him, he took the boot off and put a shoe on. He said, there's nothing else for you to do here. He said, I've never seen someone your age have a fracture that's healed, and you're able to go back to your life. You didn't have to have surgery. You didn't have to have anything. He said, now you're going to limp for a while, which was very true. Because at that age, those ligaments and tendons and those things don't bounce back as quick as they would if you were in your teenage years or 20s or 30s. So he limped for about maybe 3 or 4 months. It gradually got better, but it was just getting everything stretched back out. And now he's fine. You know, my son is 7, and my dad is, and I say I have a 77-year-old son and a 7-year-old son. Because when they get together, they play. They play soccer in the yard. They fall down. They wrestle. They punch each other. My dad's trying to do karate with them. I mean, they standing on their head. I mean, they just do so many different things. And it's just amazing to me to just sit and watch them two. They're on either end of the spectrum, and that to me is a blessing. So this program is touched my family. Though it wasn't here to touch my mother, it was the catalyst for what I do every day. And so I take this extremely serious. And I find that there's no other way to really take care of the body besides giving it what it needs to heal itself. So today's topic is kind of near and dear to me, in the sense that last week, we talked about a lot of different things that plague us. In the last couple of weeks, we talked about the season coming up, the cold season coming up, and what our bodies need to do to handle that. We talked about cardiovascular disease. I mean, we've talked about a lot of different things which is number one of the number one cause of death is heart disease. So that was a big thing I covered last week, I believe. And so this week, it's another number one that the U.S. is number one in, which is not a good number one, just like heart disease is not a good number one. Heart disease is the number one killer among Americans. So this particular topic that we're number one in, which is not great, is obesity. 40% of Americans are obese. We're number one in the country, in the world for obesity. So let's look at that. If we're number one in the world for obesity, that simply means that, is it the people and what the people are doing, or is it what the people are exposed to and what they have to live from? And I really believe it's the latter. So many people are looked at as being obese because you're obese. And there's a big misconception about what obesity is and what fat is, and if you're just fat or are you overweight or are you obese, what's the line of demarcation? And we get this stigma put on us, this tag put on us, and 40% of us are 40% of Americans. That's almost half. There's 300 million people in the United States, roughly. So half of that would be about 150 million people. So a little less than 150 million people are obese, so to speak, or overweight. But when you look at the people in the United States is a melting pot of people. We have Asians. We have Europeans. We have Indian. We have Africans. We have African Americans. We have Italians. So we have so many different nationalities, Haitians, the Latino family. We have so many different nationalities here. And so being in the United States, you're going to be number one in obesity. But if we went back to our individual homes and countries and lived, we wouldn't be obese, or at least not in a country that's number one, because number one is number one. There's nothing worse than that in this particular case. So therefore, if we all went back and left America and went back to the indigenous lands that we come from, there is no obesity, or at least we're not number one in obesity, which is better. So that must be what is happening to us and what is put forth for us to partake of. And obesity refers to really an abnormal increase in body weight. I want to break this down so we understand the difference between obesity and fat, and really the correlation of, does it really matter? Or how can we look at it in a positive light and really change from it? And this is one of the great things about what longevity does. But like I said, obesity refers to an abnormal increase in body fat and is usually, but not necessarily, synonymous with being overweight. The distinction, it can be defined in athletes. When a muscular athlete is a 300-pound football player, he's not considered obese. Why? Because he's muscular and he works out and he's 300 pounds and he's got a lot of muscle. But then, once that same 300-pound football player stops working out, retires, and that muscle turns into fat, now he's considered overweight or obese. So a lot of times we don't look at it from that particular spectrum. We just look at it as the people we see that's kind of sloppy and just kind of big, and you see the 600-pound man on TV and all that kind of stuff. Now, conversely, a person whose weight falls within an acceptable range on a chart can actually have too much body fat. And they do tests like an impedance test, where they test your BMI, which is your body mass index, which is determined by body weight. in kilograms divided by the person's height, which is measured in meters squared. So a person with a BMI of like 25 to 29.9 is considered overweight. A person with a BMI of 30 is classified as obese. So you see how that scale tips very easily. And not too many people actually go out and get their BMI checked. So some people we could be classifying as obese when really they're overweight. And something about when you're overweight, you think you have a chance to lose weight. Because the word weight is in there. So psychologically, it works on our mind. And this is something that the system came up with to really make it such that we don't challenge and we don't try to work to better ourselves once we have certain titles put on us. And I'm not saying that there are not people that come back from it. I'm saying the mass part of the population, and it's just the result of numbers. I mean, it's not something that I'm making up. I mean, 40% of us are overweight or obese. So therefore, there is a whole lot of us that feel like there is really no way out. And even when we try, because we don't know how to try, we're not given the proper education of how to lose weight and keep it off. Then we end up trying a bunch of different stuff, which I'll kind of get into later. But again, the BMI of a person at 25, a BMI of 25 to 29.9 is overweight. So when you're overweight, you hear the word weight. So you say, man, I need to lose weight. But then when you're a BMI over 30, you classify it as obese. Well, obese doesn't have the word weight in it. Obese is just, you just say obese and you just think of something huge. So therefore, how it works in the mind then starts to send different chemicals and different triggers to help the mind, not really to help the mind, but to harm the mind and the believing that we can really turn this around. And in the U.S., people are often overfat. And this is largely due to the massive consumption of sugary foods and bad fats, which is typical of the American diet. Children become addicted to this way of eating, and they grow into overweight adults who are prone to a variety of diseases, including gastrointestinal diseases, cardiovascular diseases and disorders, cancer, diabetes, atherosclerosis. And when you talk about cardiovascular disorders, we're number one in that. The rate of cancer is through the roof. One in three Americans are diabetic or pre-diabetic. The gastrointestinal problems, well, most of us have digestive disorders. A lot of us are gluten intolerant. 80%, 70% of Americans are gluten intolerant. So when you look at the major illnesses and causes of death in the United States, it's attributed because you start that process as a child. And you don't start it, but what you're exposed to and what your parents give you starts it. But even health-conscious individuals who restrict fat and sugar intake are becoming heavier. And when I say fat, I mean bad fat. So you have health-conscious people who don't eat a lot of fat and who don't intake a lot of sugar are becoming heavier because people are eating less fat, saturated fat, and replacing with more carbohydrates. Saturated fat is one of the things that the system has told us for a long time. So you have trans fats, which are bad. I think most of us know that. But we have saturated fat, which is extremely good for us. And so when you're overweight, one of the first things you need to start doing is weight, is increase, of course, your essential fats, which are your omega-3, 6, which are your good saturated fats. 75% of the population is carbohydrate intolerant. This means that these individuals convert carbohydrates very quickly into high doses of sugar, which in turn stimulates the pancreas to produce insulin. When there is a high level of insulin, sugar is converted into body fat, making weight loss difficult. So to determine if you're hyperinsulinematic, you should do like a fasting test where you test your blood while fasting before you eat. Whether one is carbohydrate sensitive can be determined by maybe a healthcare practitioner. Because when you go to the doctors, they're going to figure out what's wrong with you. The only other thing they're going to do is they're going to want you to use their treatment, which you don't have to do. But they're going to tell you that's the best way because they don't know any other way. But the other thing what happens when you go to the doctor, and this is kind of what's caused a detriment to us, because they'll do like a family background of heart disease and diabetes and obesity and high levels of cholesterol and triglycerides and signs of hyperinsulinism and also carbohydrate sensitivity. So they'll do these tests and they'll ask you these questions about your family background, and then they'll pin these titles on you. Oh, well, your mom had diabetes and your dad had cardiovascular disease, and so therefore, you're definitely prone to getting it, and so we should start you on this prescription regimen to keep those things in check. And you're obese, so we gotta, maybe we gotta think about gastric bypass. We gotta get the weight off. And really and truly, there's nothing hereditary about those symptoms. The DNA, if you're born, whatever DNA you're born with, or the DNA that you have, that DNA doesn't come with cardiovascular disease. Most healthy babies aren't born with cardiovascular disease. Most healthy babies aren't born with type 2 diabetes. Most healthy babies aren't born obese in the sense of the way that we're talking about it now. So that's the DNA. But DNA controls height. It controls eye color. It controls hair color. It controls skin color. Those things are hereditary. But diseases does not translate in your DNA. What does translate are the activities and the habits that you pick up growing up. Mom makes the best fried chicken, and you all your life try to pattern how mom makes her fried chicken. Grandma makes the best cakes and pies, and so you pattern that, and that's what you start to feed your children. Or you grow up in a life of fast food, and then when your child, as soon as he gets off a formula or breast milk, the first thing you give him is a handful of McDonald's french fries. And you're feeding him with the bad grease, or you're giving him a fried chicken bone and letting him eat a little bit of the chicken and skin and the fried stuff, all the grease, which is putting free radicals in his little body. You're letting him drink Sunny Delight, which is like 39 grams of sugar, but we're giving him very little nutrition. We're giving him very little EFAs and DHAs and EPAs and the things that feed the brain and feed the body. So we start our children off and giving them hot dogs with loaded full of nitrates and nitrites and Lunchables. And I mean, we could go on and on. And so when we give our children that type of diet, by the time they're 8, 9 years old, and that's why they've been talking about putting 8, 9 year old kids on cholesterol medication. And 8, 9 year old kids having type 2 diabetes. So this habit, this pattern starts out at childhood. And then they put these labels on you and say, oh, well, that's kind of a hereditary thing, and then overfat people basically are subclinical hypothyroidism, which is another added part to the spectrum, because when we talk about hypothyroidism, we'll talk about that and how it affects in weight loss. And hypothyroidism is the type that does not necessarily show up in blood tests. So what is the thyroid gland? The thyroid gland sets the rate at which we burn calories, basic metabolic rate, which is your BMR, which is determined when one is idle. That means sitting still. The calculated average ratio is 1,680 kilocalories per 70 kilograms, which is about a 154-pound man, and 1,173 kilocalories per 58 kilograms, which is about 127.5-pound woman. So that's what basic is. That's what the average American should be, man and woman, about 130 pounds, about 154 pounds. Now, we're not, most of us aren't American. So therefore, you know, that chart is based on whoever put it together. We come from different continents. We come from different places. So therefore, that particular area would be what we would have to go back to really figure out what it is for us. But just for the sake of argument, 154-pound man and 127-pound woman is about balance. So when the thyroid slows down, our metabolism becomes sluggish, meaning that we burn calories less efficiently. To learn whether or not subclinical hypothyroidism exists, people can do a couple things. You can take your temperature by placing the thermometer under the arm for 10 minutes before getting out of bed in the morning. Five readings yielding an average of 97.8 degrees indicates normalcy. So in those 10-minute periods of time, you take five readings or your temperature five times under your arm, and if it's about 97.8 degrees on average, that's normal. If an average below that, then you may indicate that you have hypothyroidism. So anything below 97.8 degrees, that's just one test that you can do to find out, hey, maybe you have some issues with hypothyroidism. Also, a low body temperature and weight gain are other signs of subclinical hypothyroidism. Cold hands and feet, memory and concentration problems, dry skin, constipation, PMS, and other menstrual problems, and hair thinning or hair loss. So some of those symptoms we find in our women and men when we talk about hypothyroidism, because the thyroid is not functioning like it should, which means that we're not burning calories or we're not burning fat, and our metabolism is not working as it should. So in that particular instance, people will go out and realize that they're overweight. They make an effort to really go and lose weight. But you may go to a gym, like a lot of people do first part of the year, or you may join a club, or you may join some kind of a workout group or whatever it might be. But nobody ever sits you down and have the conversation. Hey, are you having these particular symptoms? Because if it's your thyroid, we need to focus on the thyroid first. Let's get the thyroid back in function. Let's figure out what the thyroid is missing, because the thyroid needs three things. Most people know a thyroid needs iodine, but a thyroid also needs copper, and it also needs selenium to stay healthy, to have a healthy thyroid. So if you're deficient in copper, selenium, or iodine, now you have a hyperthyroid or a low active thyroid, which pretty much will do the same either on either end of the scale. It's not functioning as it should. So nobody takes the time to sit down and go over those things with you. And then once you get the thyroid back in balance and you start to add the regimens on top of that, then the body will then in turn take care of itself. And that's one of the great things about longevity. We know that the thyroid needs those things. We know what the body's asking for when it's craving things. So instead of saying, okay, well, the thyroid needs iodine and copper and selenium, and you just go to the store and get some of that, that'll get your thyroid going right. We will give you all 90 essential nutrients, which those are included. So we're just not going to deal with that one thing. We're going to deal with the body as an entirety, holistically. And you get all the 90 essential nutrients, and the body has everything it needs. And so everything can be fed all at one time. Now, you know, some of the treatments that people, you know, most of people, when we talk about being overweight or being obese, obtaining and maintaining a normal level of body fat depends on lifelong habits that encompass a healthy way of eating, supplementing, and exercise. The traditional weight loss tactic of dieting, by contrast, implies a temporary restriction of food intake or calories, not permanent change, and is thus doomed to failure from the beginning. Diets create a rebound effect whereby the person not only gains back the lost weight, but adds on additional pounds. Repeated attempts result in a yo-yo syndrome, with the person continually losing and gaining weight. This is not only bad for, of course, their self-esteem, but it slows down your metabolism, making it more difficult to lose weight with each subsequent try. Most people blame the failure on their lack of willpower, which is true. But it's not that they don't want to. It's just that they got the wrong information. And people tend to be hard on themselves. And they just give up. It's a defeatist attitude. Which is why 40% of Americans are overweight or obese. And if we look at things historically, that's one of the things that I like to do, is really look at things from a holistic or historical level. When the reason diets don't work, we can go all the way back to how our ancestors lived in prehistoric times or in Africa and in most of our indigenous countries. For much of the time that humans have been around, there was no steady food source. Sometimes there was plenty to eat, and then other times there was nothing. So in order to survive, people's bodies had to adjust to these conditions of feast or famine, hence the name or the terminology that we use. When food was scarce, metabolism would slow down to preserve energy. When food was at its plenty, it would speed up. So whether food was scarce or plenty, the great thing about women was women had more fat than men because they needed it to carry babies and to breastfeed, which is why good fat is extremely important. Saturated fat and your good fat, your omegas. Dieting places the body in famine or starvation mode, which is why metabolism slows down when people go on strict diets. Because they're not getting, in a lot of cases, all the nutrients that they need. We can barely eat enough food to get all the nutrition that we need. And if we're also restricting food and not supplementing, especially the good foods, and we're not supplementing, we're really not going to get the nutrients that we need, which is then why the metabolism slows down. And then you begin to get into the craving. And when you start craving things, it speeds up the metabolism. But when you look at it when one is young, this is called the rebound effect. Up until about age 30, the body can adapt to metabolic changes brought on by dieting and then quitting. And after that, it becomes less flexible. With added age, metabolism slows down and it stays down. To make matters worse, weight loss is often muscle. So instead of losing fat, you lose muscle. But the weight gain tends to be more fat than lean body mass. Fat burns fewer calories than lean tissue, with the result being that the next time around in your yo-yo diet cycle, the pounds will be more difficult to get off. Many people mistakenly believe that high-fiber diets are a good way to lose weight, which in fact they're really not. A little more protein and saturated fat will actually help you lose weight. Good fruits like apples and blueberries, because of their gel-forming fibers. Now, they have a natural gel-forming fiber which protects the cells. As these foods travel through the intestines, they provide a sense of fullness, which signals the brain to turn off its hunger appetite. Other things like sea vegetables and kelp nourish the thyroid, which in turn keeps the metabolism running smoothly. Drinking plenty of pure water is important as well. Dieters should be wary of the no-fat craze, as avoiding fats completely can be dangerous. Each cell in our body is lined with cholesterol or fat. Plus, the fat-soluble vitamin A and E can only be absorbed when fat is present in the body. That's why people who are bulimic or who are very, very skinny, most of the time are vitamin A and E deficient because there's not enough fat in their body. And if you're vitamin E deficient, most of the time you have a lot of skin issues, nail issues, and hair issues. These antioxidants work to prevent a variety of diseases, including cancer, heart disease, and immune disorders. A distinction needs to be made between good fats and bad fats. Good sources are found in fish, avocados, nuts, nut butters, and your essential fatty acids, the proper ratios of your omega-3, 6, and 9. And also studies show that when we eat might be as important as what we eat. It is better to have a substantial meal at breakfast time because you have all day to burn it off, plus to eat all other meals before 6:30 p.m., since that is when the metabolic rate is high enough to use calories as energy instead of turning it into fat. Because after about 6:30, the body is shutting down for nighttime. And most of us, of course, don't get enough sleep. Sleep deprivation is a big thing. And especially if you're not getting the nutrients that the body needs. You sleep to rejuvenate yourself. But also when you get the proper supplementation in the body, the sleep that you do get with the proper supplementation can also rejuvenate the body. The glycemic index, which is another big one when we talk about people who are overweight or obese. And you know, we can measure insulin elevating power of different foods with two index numbers. The glycemic index shows the speed of blood sugar reaction to carbohydrates. So to put that in layman's terms, the blood sugar reaction to carbohydrates. Carbohydrates, you eat pasta, you eat a bowl of spaghetti. Not the gluten-free kind, just regular bowl of spaghetti. And you eat a big bowl of it, and you got the Texas toast on the side. And as soon as you finish eating, we call it the itis kicks in. That's, in layman's terms, what it means when you're talking about measuring the glycemic index. We measure it all the time. When we eat something like that, we like, man, I need to go sit down somewhere because the itis is kicked in. That is the reaction to carbohydrates, the blood sugar's reaction to carbohydrates, and it happens pretty quick. The glycemic load demonstrates the impact of the ingested carbohydrates. The use of these numbers is really not entirely beneficial for obese people because their insulin level is already high, which inhibits weight loss, but the numbers can be used to control insulin levels. Supplements, the lion's share of what we do in longevity when people come to us who are obese. We have a weight loss system, but the weight loss system is great to aid in weight loss, but not to jumpstart weight loss. In most cases, to jumpstart weight loss, you detox the body first because we have to clean the liver. We have to clean the colon. We have to clean all the things within our body that has caused it to be toxic in the first place. We have to rid ourselves of toxins. And in a 30-day weight loss, in a 30-day detox system, liver detox system, we have people lose 26 to 35 pounds and 20 to 30 pounds, 35 pounds, 40 pounds within 30 days. We just had two guys that started about 3 weeks ago. In their first 2 weeks, one had lost 14 pounds and the other one had lost 11 pounds. That's almost a pound a day. So you see those kind of benefits and changes just by detoxing the body. So now a person who, just say, a man or woman, for instance, that's 300 pounds, and they do a 30-day detox. And just say, let's take an average. Let's say they lose 20 pounds just for math. They're now down to 280 pounds. Do you know what that does to somebody mentally when you are actually able to lose weight naturally by just cleaning your body? That just goes to show the amount of toxins that we carry around in our body and the amount of hormones or lack of hormones thereof that don't allow the body to balance itself in the sense of the thyroid. So to lose 20 pounds and be down to 280 pounds within a 30-day period is life-changing. And all the while, they're eating food every day, with the exception of 2 days out of the 30, well, 3 days out of the 30, the day you go to the bathroom, and then 2 other days, which those days you take high-level nutrition, but you eat every day. You take your digestive enzymes every day. So it's not like you're starving yourself like a lot of these detoxes happen. You're actually eating good food. You're eating a gluten-free diet. You're eating fruits and vegetables. You're eating some lean meats. So you're eating good food, and you're still losing 20 pounds. Then, all the while, we then give you the 90 essential nutrients along with that, and in those 90 essential nutrients, you then lose another 10 to 15 pounds after that. Because while you're on the 30-day detox, you're eating food and you're taking your nutrition. So those two coupled together, in a two-month period of time, you could have lost 40 pounds, 30 to 40 pounds, very easily. And so those 300-pound people are now 260 pounds. That's not a bad thing for 60 days. And all they did was take nutrition. And by the time you get to 66 days, what you have been doing has become a habit, because they say it takes 66 days. I know the old adage was 21, but it takes 66 days of repeated habit for it to become stuck to you, where you just can't change your mind and you can't go back to the old way. That's the problem with people who go get gastric bypass, or who get their stomach stapled, or have a lot of these different types of surgeries. The mind has not had a chance to catch up. So one day you go in and you 450 pounds and you come out and you're 200 pounds. The mind still lives like you're 450 pounds. The brain still lives like you're 450 pounds. And if you don't work to change that, because you don't really know how, because you can't make that type of change that fast, then you, and most people end up eating through their lap bands, or, you know, they have the gastric bypass where their stomach was basically cut or clipped off, and you have a certain size of a stomach now, and they've stretched that out. And that's because of the fact that your body and your mind cannot keep up that easy. So when you do it naturally and holistically and you're feeding the body, the weight comes off, but there's no reason for it to come back on, because everything is happening together in concert. And nutrients really have an important function for individuals who are working to lose weight healthily. Some help eliminate cravings by balancing blood sugar. So when you crave sugar, you have a blood sugar imbalance. And our diet, the American diet, is high in sugar, which a lot of times is hidden in carbohydrates. They call it different names, but at the end of the day, it's sugar that kills us and bad fats. It also helps us burn calories quicker and speed up the metabolism. Why? Because we're feeding the thyroid all the 90 essential nutrients. And when we look at some of the basic nutrients, we're giving you all 90 essential nutrients. But some of the basic ones out of those 90 essential nutrients, especially for obesity and weight loss, is chromium, which we know, because if we have a blood sugar imbalance, chromium and vanadium, along with the other 23 cofactors, are what you're deficient in. And most of the people who come to us with blood sugar imbalances, they get on the Sweeties, which is the extra chromium and vanadium with the cofactors in it to help the cell receptors open and close, to help regulate the insulin. Magnesium deficiency is linked to insulin resistance and high sugar levels. For people going on a calorie-restricted diet, supplementation of 300 to 500 milligrams of magnesium is recommended. Well, guess what? You get that magnesium, but not only do you get the magnesium, because magnesium doesn't work by itself. You need to have the calcium and the vitamin D3 and the glucosamine and the chondroitin and the strontium. You need to have that mix of things to be able to help the magnesium work in the body. And we do that with the OsteoFX. That has all the things you need in it. So that's why we don't just use a few things here or there. We attack the entire body. Essential fats, which is the body needs two types of essential fats, which is the omega-3s and 6s, and you need some 9s. And they're found in your flaxseed oils and your cold-pressed organic oils, borage oil, morning primrose oil. There's different oils that we can use, and within longevity we have the EFAs, the essential fats, and those are the proper ratios. And I say proper ratios because you need the proper ratios of essential fats. You need the right amount of omega-3s, the right amount of omega-6s, and the right amount of omega-9s. So therefore, we don't know how much we got from that piece of salmon we eat. Oh, I eat a lot of fish. Okay, well, actually, tell me how many omega-3s and 6s you got. Oh, I don't know. And furthermore, even if you did know, is that the right amount for your body weight? Because nutrition is dosed based on body weight, not based on age, like medication is dosed. So when you take those three essential fatty acids capsules, you're taking the right amount of nutrition for 100 to 150 pounds of body weight. When you take six of those, you're taking it for about 155 pounds to about 225 pounds of body weight. So we know these things based on dosage of by weight. Lecithin, which is an emulsifier, which helps emulsify fat, and one tablespoon is best taken in the morning with breakfast. That's in your 90 essential nutrients. Potassium, about 300 milligrams a day in potassium, taken in divided doses, will increase energy and muscle strength. Well, you get potassium in the 90 essential nutrients. People will eat bananas for the extra potassium. So, and some of the other supplements, which are also within 90 essential nutrients, is vitamin C. We did a big thing on vitamin C when we talked about colds and flu season. And vitamin C can have a positive effect for people who are trying to lose weight. Now, when we talk about overweight and obesity, we talk about trying to balance hormones. And DHEA, which is the precursor of hormones such as testosterone and estrogen, can interfere with weight loss. DHEA levels decline with age, which is true, because to look at that in a broad fashion, look at the commercials that you have for Cialis and Viagra because of the erectile dysfunction. Those are low T, those are low testosterone. So the older you get, the more that DHEA level decreases, which is why you have those particular drugs. For women, you have hormone replacement therapy, and they're going through menopause real crazy. And so that's, you know, when you look at that proof, you can see it in the baby boomers. So, you know, people can supplement with 50 milligrams for men and about 15 to 50 milligrams for women, so they can boost their DHEA, resulting in weight loss. DHEA rebalancing can also cause thyroid hormone levels to drop. So your essential fats and the precursors to your essential fats are extremely important. Testosterone and estrogen in men. Obesity in men is associated with low testosterone levels and high estrogen levels. The decreased level of free testosterone in men is caused by an excessive aromatase enzyme in the fat cells or in dietary fat. The fat tissue, especially in the abdomen, actually amortizes testosterone and its precursors into estrogen. So basically, it takes your testosterone and turns it into the precursors for estrogen. The production of the aromatase enzyme could get out of control if the body is low in zinc, which is a natural aromatase inhibitor. The zinc is in the 90 essential nutrients. If liver function is hampered by aging, alcohol, or certain drugs, the liver cannot properly eliminate surplus estrogen, making the hormone imbalance even worse, which is why I said we do a liver detox. Men with central or visceral obesity, that means like pot belly, are at risk of developing type 2 diabetes or cardiovascular disease accompanied by impotence, which is back to why I'm saying it's important in the beginning of weight loss that we detox the liver. Sometimes, even though testosterone is replaced, there's still a problem with testosterone's bioavailability, which causes a loss of libido. So people, the more they take these particular testosterone-enhancing drugs, their libido decreases. Concentrated nettle root, which is one of the types of herbs, is capable of binding with sex hormones, binding globulin in place of testosterone. This is a way that testosterone can reach the cell receptor sites and stimulate libido, resulting in sexual arousal. Now, those things are done, again, within the 90 essential nutrients. You're getting all of that. Insulin. As the cells become resistant to the hormone insulin, the body cannot release fat from storage, and the person cannot lose weight. Excessive insulin in the bloodstream can also contribute to weight gain by depleting glucose in the blood, a process called reactive hypoglycemia. The symptoms are a constant craving for sugar. Eating does not bring satisfaction because insulin continues to feed off the glucose. The presence of too much insulin in the blood also blocks the release of growth hormones by the pituitary gland. Decreased levels of growth hormones result in less lean muscle and more stored fat. The development of hypertension is associated with excess insulin and are damaged to the kidneys and the vascular system. To determine if you have a high insulin level in the blood, you have to check it by doing your fasting blood sugar. Thyroid hormones. Hypothyroidism, major characteristic is weight gain. It could be caused by selenium or zinc deficiency, stress overconsumption, and redefined carbohydrates, excessive fasting or coffee consumption, food allergies, abuse of antibiotics, intestinal microflora imbalance, or metal or chemical toxicity from dental fillings, secondhand smoke, organic compounds such as softeners and plastic and food wrap, and overtaxed liver, and antidepressant. After determining if you have a low level of the thyroid hormone exists, traditional medicine uses thyroxine to make up the missing amount of hormones the thyroid gland cannot produce. Alternative medicine suggests detoxification, stress management, a better diet, infusion of the herbs, of certain herbs, to rebalance thyroid function. Holistic medicine offers a natural form of thyroid hormone replacement. Acupuncture is another one, which is the Chinese herbal preparations. Let's talk about exercise, because most people think because we're overweight is we don't get enough exercise. And we think that we need to go to a gym and lift a bunch of weight and all of that, but we do need some level of exercise. We can't be sedentary. Eating right without exercise offers little hope for success in fighting fat. Exercise has to be part of any body reshaping effort And for best results, you can basically combine aerobic exercise and anaerobic exercises together. Aerobic exercises, and these are no weight. You can go to water aerobics, but you can burn body fat and lower the body set point or weight regulating mechanism, making weight loss easier. Anaerobics help to build lean body mass. A person's set point will work against weight loss effort, which is why exercise has to be brought to bear in that effort. If you are used to being 150 pounds, for example, and then drop to 145 pounds, the brain creates signals in the form of hunger until your original weight is restored. But if you exercise and make intelligent food choices, when you are hungry, this will help the body get comfortable with the lower set point. The type of exercise you do is not as important as the consistency. That the idea is to enjoy the exercise enough to make it part of a routine. A half hour of walking each day is a beneficial exercise that most anyone can manage. The pace should be comfortable and not too hard, but dancing, swimming, and even gardening are other good choices. One word of caution. Before beginning an exercise program, it is important to basically get a complete physical from your doctor to find out if you have any underlying cardiac issues that may inhibit you from exercising or cause you to be under more stress and have heart attacks and strokes and those particular things. So exercise in and of itself is very important, even if you're walking. Get in the pool. People get gym memberships and they go beat themselves up and down in the gym. They end up straining something, pulling something. But if you did some yoga, some stretching, some walking, some things in the water, it's really light on your body. And you learn to work with your body's weight. And as you start to lose weight and you start to make better decisions, the brain will keep up, as I just alluded to a few minutes ago. So this is all of what goes into obesity and weight loss and being overweight. And we find that most of it is driven by nutritional issues. We're not getting enough nutrients in our bodies to allow our bodies to heal itself. And until we do that, we're going to struggle because the thyroid is not going to get everything it needs. The blood sugar is not going to be balanced, which you find are some of the two main reasons for being overweight and being obese. So that time that we just spent on that does prove that it just doesn't come from overeating. It's much deeper than that. It just doesn't come from lack of exercise. It's much deeper than that. So when you have this type of knowledge and you have this type of power, you can now go and do things rationally and lose the weight and keep it off. And that's why the success rate in our program for the people that get on it and stay on it is through the roof. We are known for helping people lose weight but keep it off. Most people can lose the weight, but it's keeping it off, and it's doing it the right way so that you don't crash and so that you don't basically wear your body out trying to lose weight. That's why when you look at that show, I don't even know if it comes on anymore, but I think it's called The Biggest Loser. And two or three of those people, they lost all that weight. You see them on that show exercising, and they got a nutritionist, and they're eating this food, and you don't really ever see them doing any type of supplementation. Two or three of those people died. They basically died of starvation of nutrition. They're doing all this exercise, and when you exercise, you sweat. When you sweat, you lose the nutrients. Sweat is not toxins. It's also the soup that's made up in your bloodstream. So when you sweat and you lose those nutrients and you don't put them back, now you're setting yourself up for more issues. So with the United States being number one in obesity, and we have this information, which means if I have it, you don't think NBC and CBS and CNN has it? And Dr. Wallach has it. But you don't think Dr. Oz doesn't have it? He talks about it a little bit. Sanjay Gupta doesn't have it. I mean, all of these particular doctors that you see on TV, they got these good doctor shows and all this stuff that comes on, but they're not talking about real things. They're giving you false information, and you know it's false information because if it was the right information, we wouldn't be number one in obesity or be number one in overweight in America. We wouldn't be number one in the nation, in the world. So therefore, they're not giving us the right information. And then some people, yes, they just don't listen. And that's a subset of people that you're going to have that anyway. But by and large, most people want to do right. Most people, you ask them, don't want to be obese. They're not fat and happy. They would love to be able to get things under control. So if that information that they gave was the right information, that's why I say not right knowledge is power. You listen to those shows and they give you knowledge, but it's not right knowledge, because if it was, we wouldn't have that deficit that we have. But then you get this knowledge, which is about completely opposite of what they say, and then you look at a program like Youngevity, and you look at the results of Youngevity and the people that are in it, and you see that the weight loss is sustained over long periods of time. You don't gain the weight back. So, you know, we're on a good road here, and we just have to continue to plug away at it. It's a big giant that we're fighting against in the medical system and in the mass media and in advertisement. It's a big giant we're fighting, and we just have to keep plugging away at it. You just keep chopping at that tree and chopping at the tree with your little butter knife, and one day you'll chop it down. But the more people we have chopping at it, the faster that tree will come down. And so that's what we have to do, and that's why we're here as a collective group, to really do good work and do God's work. Because he already told us, he put everything here for us. And when he made man and when he made everything, he didn't reach down in the soil and grab a bunch of pharmaceuticals. He reached down in the soil and he grabbed dirt. What's in dirt? Minerals. What's in soil? Vitamins, amino acids. What's in the sun that causes growth and healing, photosynthesis? Those are all things that have been put here by the Creator. So therefore, that's what we must listen to, and that's what we must follow. And Dr. Wallach is a conduit of that. Youngevity is a conduit of that. And every single person that makes up this health and wellness organization is a conduit of that. This is letting the body heal itself, care. So with that being said, if anybody has any questions about anything that we talked about tonight, if you want to press one, I can bring you on. You can answer your question. You can ask your question. I'd be more than glad to answer it for you. Any information that I need to pass along to you, I'm willing to do that as well, just so you have the right knowledge. If this show is recorded, so if you want a recording of this show so you can listen to it or pass it along to friends and family, just text me. My phone number is 919-599-0916, and we will be able to get that recording out to you. I think we have a question. Good evening. How are you today?
Do you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I don't really have a question, but like I taught people, I'm a pioneer in longevity now, and it's not because of what I heard about the company or what somebody else told me. It's what that I'm experiencing in my own life, and I started off with some health issues. I got my weight down to where I want it to be now. I'm like a couple pounds under, and I'm start losing weight in places that I didn't want to lose it in. So I'm not going to eat a lot, but I'm going to try to get it back up. But we are in control, and this is the one thing I love about longevity, knowing that I don't have to go to my doctor and have him tell me what I should be doing. You follow the protocol. You take these supplements, and you can control your own health. So this is, I'm excited about this mission that God, this door that God opened for me. And believe me, every time I get a chance, I'm spreading the word. Appreciate you, and John, this call was very helpful, and you guys be blessed. Keep on doing what you're doing.
I appreciate that, Benny. Thank you so much for calling in and getting on and listening. And, you know, that's another one that's part of our group who's got his family involved and sisters involved. And, you know, everybody's doing what they need to do to maintain their health. And Benny posting pictures all the time, him at the gym, golfing, working out, looking good, 70-some years old. I mean, you know, this is what this is all about. So I definitely appreciate that. John.
Yeah. Hello.
What's up, buddy?
Okay. Well, we really appreciate everybody getting on the phone call tonight, and Benny, really appreciate your input. Because you've done some remarkable things with the company, and you always spread the word, and we're blessed to have a person like you in within the company. It shows that you believe in it by using the product. You take them, and you get the benefits from it. It's happening with all of us. So we thank you for taking out your time tonight to tune in on the health call. And we're here every Tuesday night. And as I said before, all of you are invited to on November the 12th. It's on a Sunday at 3 p.m. at 2600 Housley, Housley Road, Annapolis, Maryland, 21401. It's at the Country Suite. It's going to be downstairs in the, it's a big room down there where Pastor, Sims has his church. So we look forward to all of you coming and spread the word, because he's got other pastors coming, and we're really going to turn that place out with the truth. So Donald Snowden is coming up from North Carolina, and we're honored to have him come up, and he's going to be speaking, and it'll be a wealth of information. So thanks very much. God bless you all, and all of you that listened in, and like Donald said, if you want a copy of the program, just call in. All right, good night. Talk to you next
Good night,
week.
Everyone. Thank you again. We'll see you next Tuesday. We'll be back here next Tuesday, which is the 31st at 7 p.m. to do the same thing all over again. We appreciate it. Invite more of your friends. Invite more of your family on the call. And really just share the message. We spread the message. You don't know what you might say or do today that will affect millions of people tomorrow. Just keep that in mind. Have a good night.